I have a little life news for you. Yesterday, my wife and I put my daughters Isabella and Sophia on a plane to Italy.
OMG! Yep. They're going to be gone for what, 4 months?
Yeah, 4 months. They're going to be studying abroad there in Florence. And so far, yeah, they've already landed. They're there. I've been communicating with them via WhatsApp. And they are so far staying on a little like hotel before they check into their apartment and everything. And
oh my gosh,
it's they're sending photos back of just like Italy.
Italy's amazing.
Yeah.
They're going to have an amazing time.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, are they going to stay mostly in Florence for the 4 months, or are they going to be able to kind of travel around a little bit?
So, they're at a university in Florence, and so it's their exchange program with U of L, and so they are studying there in Florence, but I don't know, like, I think some of the curriculum has them traveling to other parts of the country, so...
Oh, amazing.
I know. And you know, I mean, we've traveled abroad before, but it's been the family. It's been the family.
And yeah, it's just, I can only imagine the anxiety that comes as a parent.
Yeah, I know.
Your two oldest.
I know.
To Europe by themselves.
Right, right. And just saying, hey, you know what? You know, you're good. You know what you're doing. And I'll be honest. There was a moment where one of my daughters was like, because part of her scholarship that she got is she's blogging for the program, right?
Oh, wow. So
yeah.
She's got to be sharing on social media, like, as part of the deal?
Yeah. And she's like, I was thinking one of my blogs was when you get accepted to go study abroad, but then you don't want to go anymore. And I was like, oh, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine.
Once you
get
there.
Over there and instantly be like, okay, this is great.
Yeah. You're like, where's Fazoli's?
Yeah.
Give me something.
They don't have Fazoli's over there. Nope.
where's, I just need some Olive Garden and Fazoli's.
Yeah.
Give me some Italian.
No, you're going to remember. You're going to realize that that is not real Italian. You get over there and it's amazing food. Now that I'll say this, that was the one area where we didn't really spend any. We picked up a rental car in Florence, but I didn't get to see Florence. We ended up driving to Umbria, which is kind of like out in the middle of nowhere, but beautiful sunflower fields, and stayed in this villa that was kind of just, again, out in the middle of nowhere.
Right, right, right.
And
so
yeah, that took a little getting used to, but I've heard
I don't think,
wonderful things about Florence.
I don't think they're driving. They're going to be driving much.
That's good,
over
because
there.
That was scary.
Right.
Like, signs are in Italian, the steering wheel's on the wrong side,
right.
All the things.
So they are now over there. I mean, so far, nothing has changed for me, because, you know, they'd be away at school, and they'd be, you know, doing their thing, and maybe I would see them every couple weeks or whatever, so.
But it's comforting knowing they're just across town.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But yeah, over there in Italy, so I opened up our little, because we share locations with one another on Google. And so I opened it up and I looked and I can zoom in and I'm like, oh my gosh, there they
are. That's crazy.
There they are. They're their little dots. They're in the downtown Florence.
That is amazing. So like we got one of those prepaid phones at a mall in Milan. And that's what we were kind of using to communicate back then, because I mean, this was...
Yeah.
Many
yeah.
Years
so
ago.
They
we went in 2008.
So far, they're just using Wi-Fi to communicate.
Yes.
And,
see, that's good. And right. The battery died on this little phone that we bought, like, as we're trying to get directions to get to this place in Umbria. So we're in the middle of nowhere. We don't have communication anymore. We can't read the signs. We don't speak the language. It's a little challenging finding our place. But once we did, it was us and this whole like group that were doing a bike tour of Italy from America. Yeah, so that was fun. I
reassured them. I said, look, if your mother and I can go to a foreign country for our honeymoon before like cell phones were super huge.
Yes.
And before like Google Maps was a thing. And I had to call back to my mom on a payphone.
Yeah.
From a foreign country saying, hey, can you wire us more money? We didn't know it was going to be this expensive. So, I mean, I think if we can do it, you can do it. You'll be fine. So
anyway, they've got way more tools that they can use that will help.
Yeah. So they're over there and we've already started seeing some photos and everything. So anyways, it's going to be a change. You know, my girls, my oldest two are off and they're doing their thing there in Italy.
Are you going to go visit before they come back?
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say when JCPS has their fall break, that's when we're going to be going.
Wow.
So
that's going to be epic.
Yeah, that will be nice. All right. Anyways, that's my life update. My oldest two are now studying abroad.
Why you got to break into mama's house?
What? You're looking so skinny. I am going to have to resist every fiber in my being when I step foot off of that plane in Florence and go, Mamma Mia! They're gonna go, sir, you can turn around and march right back on that plane.
Don't embarrass us. Just don't embarrass us.